Frida Fertility aims to be couples' go-to brand for making trying a little less, well, trying. Their effective and science-backed products aid in conception, whether you've just started or have been at it for several months. Here's the thing, nobody teaches us how to get pregnant. So when it comes time to conceive, a lot of us just don't know what to do, where to go, and whom to trust for help. That's where Frida Fertility comes in. Their science-backed tools aid in conception, whether you've just started your trying journey or have been trying for several months. Developed with fertility specialists, Frida's at-home insemination set comfortably delivers sperm up to the cervix, no doctor needed. And the Frida Fertility ovulation test kit is a reimagined tracking and prediction system designed with the accuracy you need while trying to conceive. Again, Frida Fertility is designed to make trying a little less trying for couples trying to conceive. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and at select CVS near you.
Okay, Issa, fuck, marry, kill. SoulCycle, CrossFit, Peloton.
Oh,
there is a wrong answer.
Kill Peloton, marry SoulCycle, and fuck CrossFit.
Yeah, I respect that. I mean, the only true wrong answer is to marry CrossFit. I would marry Peloton because I don't want anyone to watch me exercise. I would fuck SoulCycle and I would kill CrossFit.
What the fuck?
This is Sounds Like a Cult, a show about the modern-day cults we all follow. I'm Issa Medina, a comedian and documentarian.
And I'm Amanda Montell, an author and linguist. Every week here on the pod, Issa and I are going to deep dive into one lucky fanatical fringe group from the cultural zeitgeist, from the royal family to spiritual influencers, to try and answer the big question.
This group sounds like a cult, but is it really?
All right, I am pretty pumped about this week's episode. I feel like it's been a long time coming. Do you want to tell the listeners about our cult of the week?
Yes. I mean, it's the one that we essentially like based this whole show off of. Yeah. And the reason also that I was in shape for part of quarantine. we're going to talk about SoulCycle this week.
Fuck yeah, let's get into it. Okay, so for those who are not in the cult of SoulCycle, quote unquote cult of SoulCycle, or familiar with it, let's maybe like give a little bit of background. So I would essentially describe SoulCycle as this massively popular boutique indoor cycling brand that started in 2006. I know so much about SoulCycle because, and we'll talk about this later, I've written so much about it, but I've never actually been. Anyways, it was started in 2006 by these two ladies who basically set out to create the Starbucks of spinning. So like a cycling studio on every corner, but also kind of bougie.
Make it bougie.
So it's like $35 a class. They started out in posh circles in big cities like New York and LA before expanding into this like household, but also kind of roastable brand name that it became. And they got really specific about building up the branding and the instructors to make SoulCycle kind of this exclusive, addictive, almost spiritual, more than exercise experience for people. I mean, as a SoulCycler yourself, Issa, how would you describe it?
I mean, I think my experience is a little bit unique because I got into it kind of late in the game.
Right.
After it was a whole trend, because I'm a hipster like that. I do things after, not before.
Is that when you're like profoundly uncool?
I don't know. All I know is that I was essentially inducted by my friend who's like a diehard SoulCycler. She's a producer, kind of bi-coastal. So it's like how she gets her workout in, you know, in New York and LA. And I was telling her how I really need to start working out and I don't know what I should do. And she said, you have to come to SoulCycle with me. I said I'd never been. She was like, oh my God, you have to try it. It's amazing. So she signed me up and you pay in advance. Like 30 to 35
bucks. Wait, she signed you up?
Yeah, like through her app because I didn't have an account yet, I guess. So I just Venmo'd her.
Oh my God, is she like a freaking missionary for SoulCycle? No. Like, does she get paid for that?
She doesn't. But she does have like, she is one of those people who's like friends with the instructors though.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk all about that later, I'm sure.
Yeah, the thing that I liked about it off the bat was that once you pay the money, like you can't cancel after 5 p.m. the day before. So you're locked in. You got to go to the workout. I show up, go to the front desk. The people are like very rude, which I'm used to because it's LA and the class was in Beverly Hills. And then, you know, you have to clip in. No one teaches you how. You feel like an outsider. It's a stationary bike. You have to have cycling shoes and you have to like clip the shoes into the bike so that your feet are like attached to it.
So that you can't leave. You are literally attached physically to the bike.
Yeah, you're like locked in.
Oh my God.
And I actually heard an instructor say how like, congrats, you finished the class. Not like you could even leave if you wanted to, because if it's your first one, you probably don't know how to unclip.
Oh my Lord. Okay. So how did it feel while you were taking the class though?
I mean, honestly, I love a cardio workout. I'm a big cardio gal.
I can't relate to you.
And well, that's why I like SoulCycle, because I love the feeling after a cardio workout, but I hate going to a cardio workout. So, you know, having like the monetary attachment to it, I was like, oh yeah, I have to go. I already spent the money. At first, like my first couple rides, I was laughing. I was like, is this a joke? Like, you're talking like we're at church.
Right.
This is very preachy, very extra. Everyone was getting emotional. But then I started going back a couple of weeks and I got into it. I'm not going to lie. I let myself indulge. I let myself get emotional because I knew that I wasn't going to go beyond that. I kind of knew going in, for me, this is a workout and that's it. And so if I'm going to like let myself get emotional in this time period, then balls to the wall.
Totally.
YOLO, you know?
No, for sure. I mean, that's the safe way to do it.
But like, why have you never been, if you've, you know, you've written about it, you've done research about it, but you've never been to a SoulCycle class?
I mean, the real reason, to get like very honest about it, the main reason why I've never been to SoulCycle is I just don't fucking want to. I mean, I don't, okay. Let me defend why I've never been to SoulCycle. Basically, over the years in like my former career as a beauty slash wellness editor, and then in my current career as someone who reports on cults, I've literally interviewed so many SoulCycle followers, diehards, ex-followers, instructors, higher ups at SoulCycle HQ, like people in the C-suite.
I remember in like 2016, I interviewed their SVP of brand strategy, whatever that means.
I talked to her about how she helped cultivate this cult-followed brand. And then at the end of it, I guess I mentioned that I had never been to SoulCycle before. And her eyes like lit up in this devilish way. And she was like, oh, Amanda, oh my God, you have to go. Kind of like your friend. She was like, I'll sign you up. I'll create an account for you. I'll drop 5 classes into your account. And then I swear to God, verbatim, she was like, it's going to change your life. And knowing me, like, I have authority issues. I don't like people telling me what to do. And even more so, I don't like people telling me who I am or who I should be. And just the fact
I'm
that
the
she
same
was
way.
Exactly. And just the fact that she was so confident that this magic spell that SoulCycle creates with like the dark lighting and the flashing lights that make you feel like you're in a nightclub or on an ayahuasca trip or in a spaceship, combined with like the candle that smells really good and all the faux-spirational, motivational, like change your body, change your
but
mind,
you've
change
never
your life.
Been still.
No, I know.
How do you know about
I
all
know
that?
What it's like because I've interviewed all these people and but I get it. She was just so confident that this magic spell and the faux-spirational lingo was going to work on me that I was like, no way you're going to convert me, lady. I'm not selling you my fucking soul.
But you know, it's like you can do research, but you'll never know.
Some people never know what they are capable of.
Be inspired by your passion.
Kick some ass.
You're stronger than you think.
You're more powerful than you know.
I know you are. Find your best self.
A higher expression of yourself.
Your badass self.
What are you waiting for?
Figure it out.
I don't want to hear any excuses.
Let it change you.
Push it.
Show up.
Right now.
Get it. It's yours.
Find it.
Break through.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Doesn't it get you hype, though?
Well, I mean, I am only human, so, like, do I have full body chills? Yes.
Let's go right now.
No, I'm not.
We can sign up for an afternoon class.
I'm not going to SoulCycle with you. It's insane. It's I do feel it in my bones, but it is insane. Here's the thing. Maybe I would just rather exercise by going outside and walking around the neighborhood for free.
I mean, I'm the same way when it comes to authority. I'm not going to lie. Like, LOL, my mom's not a huge authority in my life anymore. But she'll be like, Isabella, you need to go grocery shopping and save money. And I'm like, okay, now that you said that, I'm going to eat out 5 times this week. Okay, don't tell me what to do.
I just don't want to spin.
Yeah. I just don't want to spin.
I mean, ultimately, I just don't want to spin. But I do take issue with how.
Okay, yeah.
I do take issue with how strategically they create this experience. Like, as an outsider from the jump, it was impossible not to notice how it is clicky. They do create this us-them dichotomy. Yeah. There's this implied requirement of everybody has to don head to toe in like a $500 fucking Lululemon getup.
Yeah, and the unimplied requirement of like having to own your own shoes and like always buying a water bottle at the front desk, which are like $7.
It's just there's so many hidden costs I feel associated with it. Not to mention like the lingo, the specialized lingo with the tap backs and the noon on Mondays.
Oh, yeah. So for me, the noon on Mondays thing, I didn't even know about it until like a month in. Noon on Mondays is basically the time every week when class bookings open up and the diehards rush to get a spot with their favorite instructor. I would just go to like any instructor that was available. I was like, cardio. I'm doing this to work out.
Oh, no.
But yeah, then I started realizing like my friend and a couple other people I knew who go to SoulCycle, they would only sign up for certain instructors.
Yeah.
And if that instructor was fully booked that week, they just wouldn't work out, which in my opinion, doesn't that defeat the whole purpose? Because you should be working out.
But it's more than a workout. Like that's what oh my God, I literally almost called it Scientology.
Freudian slip.
No, but that's what they do on purpose. They create these mini charismatic, like SoulCycle recruits, not from fitness trainers, but from like Broadway performers, influencers, people who have the charisma, and they host these tryouts and they put them through the super intense training where they learned how to, you know, cultivate their own specialized fospirational mantras. They learn how to basically manufacture this sense of transcendence in the studio. And, you know, I don't actually judge the followers because I get that it's nice to step out of your everyday life and surrender to this endorphin saturated group experience, especially during a time when we are sorely lacking in the flesh community.
I will also say that I have a very, very unique experience because I started going to SoulCycle during the pandemic.
Right.
And so I was doing it outside on a rooftop. No candles, right. No dark room.
They didn't have their usual tricks.
They didn't have the usual tricks up their sleeve. I was in and out and I was like, peace out.
Totally.
But, you know, I did go to Rumble, which is like the SoulCycle of boxing. And that shit was like a dark room and I like felt myself... I followed one of the instructors.
Yeah, see that...
Oh, on Instagram.
I mean, it's the combination of all these things. I
followed him home. Okay, I'm just kidding.
For the longest time, the cultiest part about SoulCycle to me was not necessarily, you know... They're not isolating people on a commune in the woods somewhere. Like, obviously, you can quit at any time unless you can't figure out how to unclip.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Frida Fertility aims to be couples' go-to brand for making trying a little less, well, trying. Their effective and science-backed products aid in conception, whether you've just started or have been at it for several months. Here's the thing, nobody teaches us how to get pregnant. So when it comes time to conceive, a lot of us just don't know what to do, where to go, and whom to trust for help. That's where Frida Fertility comes in. Their science-backed tools aid in conception, whether you've just started your trying journey or have been trying for several months. Developed with fertility specialists, Frida's at-home insemination set comfortably delivers sperm up to the cervix, no doctor needed. And the Frida Fertility Ovulation Test Kit is a reimagined tracking and prediction system designed with the accuracy you need while trying to conceive. Again, Frida Fertility is designed to make trying a little less trying for couples trying to conceive. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and at select CVS near you. I am so giddy to tell you about my absolute favorite iPhone game of late. It's called June's Journey. If you like mystery games that are really easy to play and very aesthetic to look at, then you have got to check this one out. June's Journey is basically a hidden object mystery game where you're solving this detective story centering on a protagonist named June who's living in the 1920s, so very glamorous. She has to travel back to her family's island estate to solve the mystery of who murdered her sister. And my favorite part of the game is that as you find these different clues and help solve the crime, you get to decorate the island estate with various pieces of furniture and other accoutrements. It is so relaxing to play when you kind of just need to switch off your brain. And I'm pretty bad at iPhone games and video games in general, and I can still enjoy it. So I really think you'll love it. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Obviously, not everyone who goes to SoulCycle gets sucked in like you, you know. The biggest red flag to me was always that SoulCycle makes these lofty, grandiose promises that they ultimately can't deliver on, right? Like, it's kind of suggested that by attending class 3 times a week and saying the mantras and wearing the leggings, that your life will dramatically improve overall, that you'll cure your depression or empower yourself to get a raise or empower yourself to divorce your abusive husband, empower yourself to overcome cancer.
They're essentially promising you things that aren't actually physically related to exercise.
Yeah,
they're like selling you soul characteristics instead of just like a six pack and a hot ass.
100%. They're selling you all of the
and
above.
I only want a six pack and a hot ass. It's like, I don't need to be a wholesome person. That's why they don't get me.
This is why they won't get you. But yeah, people told me in interviews that SoulCycle is their religion, and the brand leans into that. So
ass
hardcore
is my religion.
Ass is your religion.
Just kidding. That sounds like I like eat ass. I'm sorry.
Oh my
having
god,
this, a nice ass.
This has taken
religion.
A turn. But like, the brand leans into those religious implications. Like, the website says SoulCycle is a sanctuary. And I think it's great to have a site of in-person community when so many of us are just scrolling through our fucking phones all day. But, you know, when you put so much spiritual stake into a profit-driven, image-driven brand, it gets sketchy. And it is really disturbing to see even my friends who are like smart, discerning, skeptical, capable adults act so entrenched in the religion of SoulCycle. Like, I know people who would straight up lay down in the street and die for their favorite instructors.
My first class, I didn't even clip in correctly.
My first class was really challenging. I couldn't ride to the beat.
I was in from the first ride.
I truly, like, got into the room, clipped my shoes into the bike, and just had this visceral experience.
That was probably the moment. It was when I realized that, like, it stopped being a workout, and I just wanted to go.
Find your soul.
Find it.
Find it. I found mine.
So I think we've covered all of those things, right? It can get toxic. It's sketchy because, like, when you walk into the room, they're pulling all these tricks. They have charismatic leaders and they have, you know, the us versus them mentality going on. But has anything sketchier ever happened? Like, you know, any scandals or anything that, like, was alarming to you?
Oh, fuck yeah. We would be remiss not to mention that in 2020, this damning expose from Vox came out. It's funny that you joined SoulCycle during the pandemic, or like really started going during the pandemic, because the brand was already going downhill due to studio closures left and right when this report came out that there had been cults of personality forming around these master instructors who would choose favorite and least favorite students. They would give private off-the-clock rides. They were reportedly having sex with some of the riders. Like, there was one instructor who literally called her riders her little sluts, and your rider should want to be where fuck you was
ride
a
ride off the clock.
Yeah, ride on, ride off. Ride on, ride off. Yeah, one of the mantras they were taught to internalize is your rider should want to be you or want to fuck you. And
it's kind of like, oh, like Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, that
Trader Joe's, they flirt with people on purpose.
But then, you know, there were reports of sexual harassment. There were reports of verbal bullying, by master instructors, not only to riders, but to like lower staff. You know, there are these hierarchies. And then Soul Cycle HQ cared more about the master instructors than the riders themselves.
I could see that.
Like, they are nothing without their charismatic leaders.
Even in like the few months that I was going to Soul Cycle, I noticed that some instructors would be like, oh, they forgot my water and towel. They would never do this for so and so.
Totally. And Soul Cycle HQ knows who their most prized instructors are. And there were these reports that, you know, complaints had been filed against some of these top all-stars that Soul Cycle HQ threw in the trash while bankrolling one implicated instructor's expensive Soho House membership and rental Mercedes-Benz and not doing a single thing about it.
So allegedly.
Sorry.
Allegedly anyway, and I'm saying that so we don't get sued.
Because it's profitable for them to keep those people around.
That's a scandal.
For sure. And I interviewed this fitness historian named Natalia Petruzzella for the book, who like instantly tweeted about this scandal the second it broke. And she said something that just hit the nail on the head. She was like, when you elevate instructors to a position of godlike power, power abuses will follow.
You see that happening in multiple industries.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, in the entertainment industry, when you elevate like actors or actresses to be godlike creatures, it's like no one is godlike. There are talented and untalented people, and there are hardworking and lazy people, but at the end of the day, like, no one is beyond,
no one's a god
human.
Yeah. And it's funny because when you look at it, like, all they're doing is teaching indoor stationary cycling,
which is like the easiest thing. Literally, dude, all they do is like, the workouts are just to the beat of the song, so they just cycle faster when the song speeds up. It's like, okay, maybe if you were producing the music that goes along with the cycling, I'd be like, wow, you're so talented, but you're literally just speeding up when the music speeds up.
I mean, they're so good at it though, at like passing this off as a really unique transcended experience, because you can probably speak to this. When the workout gets really, really hard, that's when they start spewing the like, you're so strong, you're so beautiful, climb the mountain of your dreams, you know, like during those really hard hills at the end.
Oh yeah, I mean, personally, like the one class that really got to me was on Election Day 2020.
Oh God.
You know, we're like 8-9 months into the pandemic. We're really not trying to elect Trump for a second term. Thank fucking God we are on the other side of that.
That's the truest cult in America, yeah, at the moment.
But, you know, I went there 7 a.m. class, election day, and I had already voted early and pat myself on the back. But, you know, we're 30 minutes into the workout. My heartbeat is higher than it's ever been before. And this lady's like preaching to us on a rooftop in Beverly Hills, like, I know you've been through hard times, but like, if we can push through this, we can push through anything. And I'm like, what the fuck hard times has anyone on this rooftop been in?
In Beverly Hills.
We're literally on a rooftop in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to talk about like the demo of SoulCycle? Because we can't ignore that. Like, who are the people who go to SoulCycle?
Yeah, the demographic of SoulCycle is like majority upper middle class white women. Mm-hmm. And obviously I'm like generalizing here, but what you see is like people who lack community or who are rejecting mainstream religion.
Right.
And so they're turning to SoulCycle as their like sense of community.
To fill the void.
To fill the void. And I think, like you said, the most dangerous part of that is because it's associated with something that like you're paying for and is profiting off of you. So these women are paying for community, and then all of a sudden they feel a really personal attachment with people that are making money off of them.
Makes perfect sense, because as Americans, like, our ultimate religion is self-improvement. Like, we fetishize self-improvement and the idea that those who achieve perfect fitness deserve to live a long and happy life, you know? And those who are poor and not super fit and not like the SoulCycle brand deserve to be miserable and die young. Like, these are the American meritocracy values. Yeah. That we're taught. And so it makes sense that fitness is the perfect new religion for us.
Line in line with our values as capitalists. Above everything is profit, profit, profit.
Yeah. And, you know, formally, SoulCycle will tell you, oh, we accept people of all sizes, all races, all socioeconomic statuses. But you can't be exclusive and inclusive at the same time, you know? And I think that push-pull is ultimately why SoulCycle may not be so powerful for much longer. I mean, at the end of the day, like, there's a reason it's called SoulCycle. They're trying to sell you your fucking soul back to you.
I just want you to scream. Everybody scream. Yes! That's enthusiasm. Divine inspiration. Divine inspiration. I want you to be enthusiastic and excited about this day, about your life, about the opportunities that are in front of you.
Do you think these people ever wake up and think like...
And just are like, I think I want to be quiet today.
Yeah.
So, what category along our cult spectrum do you think SoulCycle falls into? Live your life, watch your back, or get the fuck out.
As we've discussed throughout this whole episode, it has a telltale sign over and over again of a watch your back category. If you approach it kind of like me, where you're like, all right, I want to get a workout. I want to get a nice ass. I don't even know how cycling gives you a nice ass. But maybe that's why I don't have a nice ass. Cycling like makes your
maybe
ass
Maybe it's
flat.
Not for you.
But, you know, if you go in like with this mentality of like, I just want to work out, it's not bad. It's good. It's healthy. It's like a good habit to exercise.
Maybe a little overpriced.
Maybe a little overpriced. Yeah, but maybe just to get the juices flowing.
For sure.
And then go work out at a park when you lose all your money, like me. But then if you approach it from the other side, which is like people who lack community and are going into these classes already pretty vulnerable, already looking for that false promise of finding their soul, then it's kind of like a dangerous situation to put yourself into, because you could be one of these women who, you know, develops a borderline abusive relationship with their workout instructor, and that's where you start falling into, you know, sketchy territory.
Right, because HQ is not going to protect you. They're going to protect the person making money for them.
HQ never protects you.
No way. Yeah, bottom line, go into SoulCycle already watching your back like you did, but if you allow the soul speak and these other tools of manipulation to win you over and make you feel like your literal soul is in the hands of this huge company that just cares about money, then I think shit gets too culty for comfort.
That's our show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with a new cult next week.
But in the meantime,
stay culty,
but not too culty.
Come and join me for the cultiest event of the season. Oh, hey! It sounds like a cult host Amanda here to invite you this April to New York, Boston, and Philly, where I'm putting on a culty variety show that you are not gonna wanna miss. This show, Cult Gathering Extravaganza, features guest appearances from the cult-followed podcasters behind Normal Gossip, Petty Crimes, Love Letters, and Strange Customs, plus drag burlesque performances, a musical guest, exclusive merch, a meet and greet, and more. And this just in, for the New York event, use the code CULTMAGIC, no spaces, at checkout for 10% off your ticket. A copy of my new book is also included in the price. It's going to be a hootenanny. Recruit your friends. Ticket links can be found at the link in our Instagram bio at Sounds Like a Cult Pod or on our website, soundslikeacult.com.